Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani Mamre by Ram Goldar and Dir Masechus Bava Metzia Daf Nun Dal, the fourth parak Hazav. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, the Gemara asks, Chum Shmuel Gav is the additional fifth paid for redeeming Maisa Sheni and other cases, calculated from inside, meaning a fifth of the redeemed principal, or Chum Shmuel Bar, or is the fifth calculated from the outside, meaning a fifth of the final total, which is a fourth of the principle. Ravina quotes a mission discussing redeeming an ancestral field, which one was Makdish, which is given to the highest bidder. It teaches that 5 is added to a bid of 20, proving that Chomish is calculated from the outside. This is Malchus Sanaim and Abrais about the Pasuk, Yasef Chamishi So'alav, and he shall add its fifth onto it, meaning the Hekdish non-kosher animal being redeemed. Rabbi Yoshia says, Sheyehu v'chum shel chamisha. It means that it and its fifth shall together be 5, meaning the fifth is calculated from the outside. Rabbi Yonason says, Chamishi so chum shel shel keren. Its fifth means a fifth of the principal, meaning from the inside. Point number 2, the Gemara asks, Chomish ma'akev v'ein ma'akev. Is adding a fifth essential to redemption, and redemption is ineffective until it's paid, or is it not essential to the redemption? Do we say 4 zuz of Maisa Sheni are redeemed with 4 zuz, and he adds a fifth on his own, or do we say that 4 zuz are redeemed with 5? Ravina quotes a Mishnah teaching the redeeming demai does not require a fifth, and explains that the principle, which is essential for redeeming biblical miser, is required for demai, as opposed to the chomish, which is not essential for biblical miser. The Gemara suggests that this is Malkokas and Abraisa, which teaches that if one gave the principal but not the Chomish, Rabbi Yezu says he may eat the Maisim, Rabbi Yeshua says he may not, and Rabbi says he may eat it only on Shabbos as a leniency for Shabbos' honor. However, Rapapa concludes that all agree the Chomish is not essential, but disagree if he was prohibited from eating the Maisim out of concern he may be negligent in giving the fifth. A similar Malkokas appears regarding Hekdesh, and Rabbi Yochanan says that all are lenient on Shabbos regarding Hekdesh because the treasurers will demand the fifth from him. And point number 3, the Gemara discusses a Chomish payment engendering another Chomish payment. Rabbi quotes a mission which teaches, based on a drasha, regarding one who stole and swore falsely to deny it, who repays the principal plus a penalty of a fifth, that if he paid the principal and then swore falsely to deny owing the fifth, harizim mosif Chomish al Chomish, he must add an additional fifth to that original payment of a fifth. Another mission teaches about a non-kohen eats truma unintentionally, who must replace it with chulin produce plus a fifth, that if he later eats that fifth, he repays it plus a fifth of that fifth. Regarding Meister, there are no sources discussing it, and Rav says there's no question about it, and Rashi explains that redeeming its fifth definitely does not obligate another fifth. Rav asks regarding Hekdesh if one pays an additional fifth, redeeming a fifth payment. After explaining the question, the Gemara quotes Abai teaching that the Torah juxtaposes Chomish with Kesef Erko, the money of its evaluation, the principal teaching that just as the principal obligates a Chomish, the Chomish does as well. So once again, the 3 points are number 1 on the previous daf. The Gemara asks, Chomish Mulagav is the additional fifth paid for redeeming Maisa Sheni and other cases, calculated from inside, meaning a fifth of the redeemed principal, or Chomish Mulabar, or is the fifth calculated from the outside, meaning a fifth of the final total, which is the fourth of the principal. Ravina quotes a mission discussing redeeming an ancestral field, which one was Makdish, which is given to the highest bidder. It teaches that 5 is added to a bid of 20, proving that Chomish is calculated from the outside. This is Malchus Sanaim and Abraisa about the Pasuk, Yasef Chamishi So'alav, and he shall add its fifth onto it, meaning the Hekdesh non-kosher animal being redeemed. Rabbi Yoshia says, Sheyehu v'chum shel chamisha. It means that it and its fifth shall together be 5, meaning the fifth is calculated from the outside. Rabbi Yonason says, Chamishi so chum shel shel keren. Its fifth means a fifth of the principal, meaning from the inside. Point number 2, the Gemara asks, Chomish ma'akev v'ein ma'akev, is adding a fifth essential to redemption, and redemption is ineffective until it's paid, or is it not essential to the redemption? Do we say 4 zuz of Maisa Sheni are redeemed with 4 zuz, and he adds a fifth on his own, or do we say that 4 zuz are redeemed with 5? Ravina quotes a Mishnah teaching the redeeming demai does not require a fifth, and explains that the principle, which is essential for redeeming biblical miser, is required for demai, as opposed to the chomish, which is not essential for biblical miser. The Gemara suggests that this is Malkokas and Abraisa, which teaches that if one gave the principal but not the Chomish, Rabbi Yezu says he may eat the Maisim, Rabbi Yeshua says he may not, and Rabbi says he may eat it only on Shabbos as a leniency for Shabbos' honor. However, Rapapa concludes that all agree the Chomish is not essential, but disagree if he was prohibited from eating the Maisim out of concern he may be negligent in giving the fifth. A similar machlokes appears regarding Hekdesh, and Rabbi Yochanan says that all are leaning on Shabbos regarding Hekdesh because the treasurers will demand the fifth from him. And pointing with you, the Gemara discusses a Chomesh payment engendering another Chomesh payment. Rabbi quotes a mission which teaches, based on a drasha, regarding one who stole and swore falsely to deny it, who repays the principal plus a penalty of a fifth, that if he paid the principal and then swore falsely to deny owing the fifth, he must add an additional fifth to that original payment of a fifth. Another mission teaches about a non-kohen who eats truma unintentionally, who must replace it with chuan produce plus a fifth, that if he later eats that fifth, he repays it plus a fifth of that fifth. Regarding Meister, there are no sources discussing it, and Rava says there's no question about it, and Rashi explains that redeeming its fifth definitely does not obligate another fifth. Rava asks regarding Hekdesh if one pays an additional fifth, redeeming a fifth payment. After explaining the question, the Gemara quotes Abai teaching that the Torah juxtaposes Chomesh with Kesef Erko, the money of its evaluation, the principal, teaching that just as the principal obligates a Chomesh, the Chomesh does as well. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Dalad, and our standard Siman is noodles, and we often use a Pastashef in the Siman. So here goes. The Pastashef was busy redeeming his $20 worth of Meisacheni noodles by adding an additional fifth, knowing that the Chomesh wasn't ma'akev. While a waiter served his famous noodle dish to cheer up an unhappy non-kohen who unintentionally ate some truma and later ate the chomish that was owed, who ended up paying a fifth of that fifth. Once again, some motion. The pasta chef, that must be run off nun dalad, noodles. The pasta chef was busy redeeming his $20 worth of Meisacheni noodles by adding an additional fifth, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes whether a chomish is calculated mil gav from the inside or mil bar from the outside. So the pasta chef was busy redeeming his $20 worth of Meisacheni noodles by adding an additional fifth, knowing that the chomish wasn't ma'akev, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, chomish ma'akev or ain't ma'akev? Is adding a fifth essential to redemption, and redemption isn't effective until it's paid, or it's not essential to the redemption? Do we say four zuz of Meisacheni are redeemed with four zuz, and he adds a fifth on his own, or do we say that four zuz are redeemed with five? So the pasta chef was busy redeeming his $20 worth of Meisacheni noodles by adding an additional fifth, knowing that the chomish was a ma'akev, while a waiter served his famous noodle dish to cheer up an unhappy non-kohen who unintentionally ate some truma and later ate the chomish that was owed, who ended up paying a fifth of that fifth, which reminds the Gemara discusses paying a chomish on a chomish, such as in the case of a non-kohen who eats truma unintentionally, who must replace it with chulin produce plus a fifth, that if he later eats that fifth, he repays it plus a fifth of that fifth. So once again, the pasta chef was busy redeeming his $20 worth of Meisacheni noodles by adding an additional fifth, knowing that the chomish was a ma'akev, while a waiter served his famous noodle dish to cheer up an unhappy non-kohen who unintentionally ate some truma and later ate the chomish that was owed, who ended up paying a fifth of that fifth. All right, so now it's time for our four blah back chazara. Daf Nun. So the Siman Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The count who couldn't demand a refund when he was overcharged by just under a sixth by the Tagare Lod for his non-stop flight, that must be on Daf Nun. The count who couldn't demand a refund when he was overcharged by just under a sixth by the Tagare Lod for his non-stop flight, which reminds us one cannot demand a refund when one's overcharged by just under a sixth, and the Gemara brings the instant with the Tagare Lod, the merchants of Lod. So, the count who couldn't demand a refund when he was overcharged by just under a sixth by the Tagare Lod for his non-stop flight was totally confused when the passenger nearby, who overpaid by more than a sixth for the in-flight drink, was told he had all the time in the world to retract, which reminds us the Gemara teaches that one who overpays by more than a sixth has all the time in the world to retract. So, the count who couldn't demand a refund when he was overcharged by just under a sixth by the Tagare Lod for his non-stop flight was totally confused when the passenger nearby, who overpaid by more than a sixth for the in-flight drink, was told he had all the time in the world to retract, while another passenger who overpaid for headphones by exactly a sixth was given a choice to either demand a refund of the difference or avoid the sale, which reminds us, Rinasan says, Shtos kana umaksir ona, regarding exactly a sixth, the sale is valid, but he must return the fraud amount. Rabbi Nasi says, Yad mocher al yona, the seller, if he's the defrauded party, has the upper hand. If he wants, he may say, give me back my merchandise and void the sale, or he can say, give me the amount you defrauded me. Rava rules like Rabbi Nasan, although the Mishnah on Daf Nun Alf Amud Alf follows Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's opinion. Daf Nun Alf, so the Siman Daf Nun Alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. When the man who bought a beaver pelt hat beaver pelt, that must be on Daf Nun Olive. When the man who bought a beaver pelt hat returned it to the seller because the seller retracted after realizing months later he undercharged, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said that the time limitation for retraction only applies to a defrauded buyer, of a mocher loam choser, but a defrauded seller can always retract. Remember, Racham explained that a seller can retract forever. The buyer has the merchandise with him and can show it to people wherever he goes and discover his error. The seller, who does not have the merchandise, must wait until an item for sale similar to a sold item comes to him, and only then can determine if he erred. So, when the man who bought a beaver pelt hat returned it to the seller, because the seller tried to after realizing months later, he undercharged and then passed on buying one from his friend because there's no claim of onah against a baal bayis, which reminds us when buying from a homeowner, in lo alav onah, the buyer has no claim of onah against him. The Gemara records another incident which Rav Chisda issued the same ruling, which was praised by other Amoraim. This ruling was challenged by the next Mishnah, which states that onah applies to a hedyot, an ordinary person. Rav Chisda explains that the Mishnah's case is with hemp garments, which are usually intended for sale. But regarding garments for one's personal use, which are dear to him, he would only be willing to sell them for more than their value. Or she explains that since homeowners usually overcharge with such items, it's tantamount to informing the buyer that he's being overcharged, which is not subject to onah. So, when the man who bought a beaver pelt hat returned it to the seller because the seller retracted after realizing months later, he undercharged and then passed on buying one from his friend because there's no claim of onah against a baal bayis, was in a quandary what to do when a second seller offered to sell him on condition he had no claim of onah against him, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses one who says, Almanah she'inu cha alay onah. This sells on condition that you have no claim of onah against me. Rav says the buyer still has a claim of onah against him, and the stipulation is effective, but Shmuel says he cannot claim onah against him. Daf Nun Beis. So the Simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was startled to learn that the rate for onah of his deficient coin was much lower than for his new Talis Katan, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the rate of onah for deficient coins is much lower than merchandise. Regarding a cloak, a person would forgive overpaying up to a sixth. But regarding deficient currency, since it's not easily accepted at its face value, one does not forgive even small deficiencies. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was startled to learn that the rate for onah of his deficient coin was much lower than for his new Talis Katan, didn't even realize his coin was deficient until he did his first Shabbos shopping in his village, which reminds us the Mishnah taught the time limits to return a deficient coin in cities until enough time passes for him to show it to a money changer, and in villages until the eve of the next Shabbos when he's purchasing food for Shabbos and merchants reject the coin. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, he was startled to learn that the rate for onah of his deficient coin was much lower than for his new Talis Katan, didn't even realize his coin was deficient until he did his first Shabbos shopping in his village, but was relieved when he was told he could still use it to be mechalel Meister Sheni, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, V'noisim l'Meister Sheni ve'enu choshesh, and one may use a fraudulently deficient coin for deconsecrating Meister Sheni and need not worry, she'enu el nefesh ra, because it's an ungenerous person who would refuse to accept the coin. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian Prince Gerd, that must be more on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian Prince Ger, who was relieved to hear that the Meister Sheni worth less than a pruta which fell into his royal lunch was batal, because it couldn't be combined for redemption, which reminds us, Meister Sheni worth less than a pruta is batal barov, and biblical and rabbinical Meister cannot combine for chilul. So the Nigerian Prince Ger, who was relieved to hear that the Meister Sheni worth less than a pruta which fell into his royal lunch was batal, because it couldn't be combined for redemption, and then the big Meister Sheni mixture was also batal because the walls of Yerushalayim had unfortunately fallen, which reminds us, Meister which entered and left Yerushalayim, meaning the walls fell, is also batal barov. So the Nigerian Prince Ger, who was relieved to hear that the Meister Sheni worth less than a pruta, which fell into his royal lunch was batal because it couldn't be combined for redemption, and then the big Meister Sheni mixture was also batal because the walls of Yerushalayim had unfortunately fallen, was cautioned by his royal advisor that the minimum for redemption was a chomish worth a pruta, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas, if the requirement of a shavar pruta for redemption refers to the Meister itself or the chomish. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you discuss if the requirement of a Shava Pruta for redemption refers to the Meister itself or to the Chomish? That's on Daf Nun Gimel. Good number 2. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a seller tells a buyer that he's selling on condition that there's no claim of onah against him? That's on Daf Nun Aleph. Good number 3. Which stuff do we have Malchuk is if a Chomish is paid Malagav or Malabar from the inside or from the outside? That's on Daf Nandalad. Good number 4. Which stuff do one cannot demand a refund if one is overcharged less than a sixth? That's on Daf Nun. Good number 5. Which stuff do the rate of onah for deficient coins is less than other merchandise? That's on Daf Nun beis. Good number six. Which daf do we have a case where one must pay a chomesh on a chomesh? That's on daf. Nun dal. Good number seven. Which daf do you want a seller can always retract? That's on daf. Nun alav. Good number eight. Which daf do we have a question of a chomesh is ma'akev? That's on daf. Nun dal. Good number nine. Which daf do we want the ma'aser sheni worth less than a pruta is batel barov? That's on daf. Nun gimel. Good. Number 10. Which of the one who retracts from a purchase after giving money incurs a mishapara? That's on daf. Memchas. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.